Okay, we have here a, I think, a very interesting and eusinistic topic. Basically, if we don't know the answer to this topic, we're in big trouble, because it basically means that we're not Yotzi Kriyat Shema, maybe, and surely not Yotzi this mitzvah. Let me first present the problem. There's the first bir, one of the first bir halachas. Bir halachas written by the Chafetz Chaim, and in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph, he writes that there are six mitzvahs tamidas, quoted from the Chinuch. There are six mitzvahs that he says. He says here in the fourth line, Lo yitzik me'awa adam afido rega echad ko yamav. These mitzvahs never stop, even for 1 second. The kol man the kol rega, and every second sheyachshavem, that you think about it, kia mitzvah esse. Every time you think about these thoughts, you get a mitzvah. The ein kates the matan schar mitzvahs, and there's no limit to the mitzvahs. Now, simple pshat in the Chafetz Chaim sounds like you have to actually think about it, but it's not so clear, because it's not clear what thinking means. For example, the guy's driving a car, right? You're listening to a tape. You're focusing on the tape. You're even concentrating. You're having daf yomi. You're having a conversation with someone in the car. Yet when the car in front of you stops, when there's a red light, you step on your brake. How did you do that? Your mind is thinking about something else. So apparently, pretty obvious that the brain can think about two things at the same time. I'm thinking about the daf yomi, I'm thinking about the conversation I'm having in the car, but at the same time, I'm also thinking, don't hit the guy in front of me, don't bang into his car, stop at the red light, don't hit that pothole, right? Whatever it is, don't hit the pedestrian, whatever you want, right? Your person has his mind, he has two thoughts at once. It's one might be more conscious and one's less conscious, but they're both there. Now, when a frum person goes through life and an avera comes his way, he doesn't stop and think all of a sudden, oh, wait, let me think about averas. It's a reflex. It's just like that red light that without thinking you stop. So that's pretty much indicative that the thought is in your brain all the time, 24/7. Otherwise, it wouldn't be such a... if you had a first stop to think about it, then without thinking, you would go eat the chazer. Person offers you chazer without thinking, you would eat it. Then you, oh, wait a second, it's an avera. It's a reaction, it's automatic. Someone starts speaking Lashon Hara. If you don't speak Lashon Hara, you don't know, I don't speak that. So it seems that we really, especially people that are on the right level, are really, to some extent, thinking these thoughts 24/7. Maybe not when you're sleeping. So, 23/7. But basically, you're thinking these thoughts almost all day. So every second of the day the person is awake, pashat pshat, you're getting a mitzvah if you have these thoughts. So it's a pretty amazing mitzvah. It's probably the easiest. This is even easier than tzitzis. Tzitzis, you have to actually put it on. That's already not so hard, but okay. You have to put on the more, then you forget about it. But here, once you have this belief, and you walk around all day with this belief, you get a mitzvah every second. And that's why the Chafetz Chaim says, the ein kates the matan schar mitzvahs. There's no limit to the mitzvahs. It's limitless. Now, it does say, if the more you think about it, the more mitzvah. Okay, if you think about it actively, consciously, it's a bigger mitzvah, but there's apparently a mitzvah every second. Okay. What are these six mitzvahs? So we listen. The first one comes from this week's Parsha. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's what he quotes. Believing that Hashem exists. Okay? That sounds easy. Believing that there's a God. Hashem created the world. It means that not only did he create the world, but he runs the world. Right? Second, also from this week's Parsha. You don't believe that there's no other God, right? What's an example of that? If a person believes that Hashem created the world, But then he decided to go into retirement, and he gave it over to someone else, right? That's sort of what the Christians believe, you know. God had a son, you know what that's supposed to mean. And he said, okay, kid, here, now you take over the business. I'm going out to golfing. I'm retiring. I don't know. So that's Lo-Yir-Lecha. Christians, in according to the, you know, a Jew who believes in Christianity is definitely over on the Aseres HaDibris of Lo-Yir-Lecha, because he has two gods. He believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an assistant, right? So that's Lo Yirecha. You're not allowed to believe that God has an assistant, God has a helper, that there's any other God in the world. Okay, we got that. That's easy. Third one is the Yachto. Says the Chafetz Chaim, if you look where the Gimel is, where the big break between the, in the middle of the Bir Halacha, in the first Svar Makom, there's a big gap, it says the Yachto. Shenemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So here's a big problem. Superficially, I remember having this problem when I was a young boy, not so young, but whatever. I remember having this problem. I was in Eretz Yisrael. I asked a very big gadol. It's a famous question. How is the third mitzvah that the Chofetz Chaim mentions any different than the second? The second is, you're not allowed to believe that Hashem has an assistant. That means that there's only one God. Right? If Hashem doesn't have an assistant, it means there's only one God. Hashem Echad also means there's one God. So it's the same thing. So here the Chofetz Chaim is making, there are six beliefs that you believe them every second, you get constant mitzvah, and two of them sound exactly the same. What does that mean? What that really means is that we do not know what the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means, which is a scary thought, because there's a mitzvah daraisa to say that Shema Kriya Shema twice a day, and you have to know what it means. But apparently we don't know what it means, because if we think that Lo Yirecha and Shema Yisrael are the same thing, well then obviously we don't know what it means, because Chafetz Chaim is saying that they're not the same thing. They're different. So Shema Yisrael is adding another whole dimension over Lo Yirecha. So we have to figure out, that's at least the starting. We'll see how much time we have, but we'll have to figure out how, what is the pasuk Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad adding to the phrase that Lo Yirecha Lo Rimachem, that there's no other God. So there are, have here in the sheets, three different Svarim. There are maybe three or four basic answers. They're all true. And then we'll see from there. See. We have a sitter. We know that we say, some people say the Yud Gimel Ani Mamins. The Yud Gimel Ani Mamins come from the Rambam. The Rambam wrote in Mishnayos Sanhedrin, Yud Gimel Yisoy De Adas. He didn't write the word Ani Mamins. That's someone later came along and shortened the Rambam into 13 one-liners. The Rambam didn't write it one line. He wrote it a little bit longer. But it's basically a condensed version of the Rambam, 13 Ani Mamins. What many people don't know is that Yigdal is also a shortened version of the 13 Ani Mamins. There are 13 phrases in Yigdal, and those, each one is connects to one of the Ani Mamins. So, for example, the second Ani Mamin is Ani Mamin Bemuna Shleima Shaboris Baruch Shmo Hu Yochid. The Yigdal is Echad V'Ein Yochid Ki Yichudo. So here we have a description of the Emuna of Yochid. But let's see if we can figure out what this is talking about. I know people say Yigdal. What in the world does these words mean? Echad V'Ein Yochid Ki Yichudo. What does that mean? Hashem is one, And there's no Ein Yochid, there's no one like his one. I don't know. Now it happens to be that's exactly from the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hu Yochid Ve'ein Yechidus Kamohu. Word for word, almost in the Rambam. Ne'elam, he's hidden. V'gam Ein Sof La'achduso. Well, now I really lost it. Ein Sof La'achduso. There's no end to his oneness. The Rambam says, Hu levado Elokim Hoya Hove V'yia. Hoya Hove V'yia means he lasts forever. Like, what did that have to do with Echad? So, the way the Rambam is apparently learning Echad, that's what I have down the first sheet. First on the side says the Rambam. The Rambam says, this is from the Rambam Yisrael HaTorah, says the same thing. Elokai ze Echadu. Ein lo shnayim velo yeser shnayim ela echad she'ein ki yichudo echad min achadin is odom. In other words, he's saying there is nothing in the world that is one like Hashem. You might say this is a person is one being, but it's not really true, because a person is made up of arms, legs, head, right? You're made up of parts. They're glued together. They're attached, but as separate parts. Harai, you can chop off the person's arm, he still is alive. So he's made up of many parts that fit together into one unit. A person has many conflicting desires. I can walk into the dining room and they're serving a piece of cake. One half of me says, I want to eat it. The other half of me says, but it's not on my diet, right? So I have conflicting feelings at the same time. So I'm not one. I'm made up of parts. I have conflicts. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the perfect one. There's no parts. Hashem's not made up of different parts, and Hashem has no conflicts. And not only that, Hashem is one in the sense that there's nothing in the world doimet to Hashem. There's nothing like Hashem. Hashem is a totally different type of bria. He's a totally different type of... Everything else in the world is made up of atoms. Everything's made up of pieces. That's everything in the world that we know it is a made up of a conglomeration of different pieces. Kadosh Baruch Hu is an exception to that. So, Ein Yochid Ki Yichudo. There is nothing in the world that is one like Hashem. He is the only one that really exists. The only thing that you can really call one. There is nothing else that's similar. That's why the Rambam adds that Hashem is Hayahove V'iyah. We cannot know the future. Why can't we know the future? We can't be in the future. Because human beings are limited to time. Kadosh Baruch Hu exists forever and he knows the future. Now, how is that possible? The answer is, it's not possible. According to the way we understand reality, it's impossible. But Hashem doesn't live in our reality. So that's what it means. Hashem is a different being. He's different. He's in a whole different realm. He has no connection to what the rest of the world. He's above time. He's against all the scientific rules of nature do not apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. According to the Rambam, he's Echad. He's unique. He's different. He's different than the whole world. So Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad means Hashem doesn't, there's no other God, there's no helper. Hashem doesn't have anyone to assist, there's no assistance. Hashem Echad, according to the Rambam, is describing the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by nature, is completely different than everything else that exists in the universe. He's not governed by all the rules of science and all the rules of nature. He's completely different. He's a completely different type of entity. That's what how the Rambam learns Hashem Echad. Okay. The second shot in Hashem Echad. It's a little bit here in the Sefer Nachas Yaakov, but we'll say it outside. Most people think that there's such a thing called a law of nature. Law of nature means that why does something happen? Because it happens. Maybe Hashem is the one that created the law of nature, but now there are laws of nature, and things happen because that's life. That's life. There's a sefer here. This happens to be a chassid, a little bit of, called Shomer Emunim. It was one of the big chassidish gedolim. He says as follows. He says, Uvda have pam achas, bibotzina. There was a mice in a place with the Baal Shem Tov. That the Baal Shem Tov was going with his Talmidim in the field. But they say this also almost the exact same story with the Gra. But this is a chassidish sefer, it says, the Baal Shem Tov. Upison Ovar Arega Ruach Chazak. And all of a sudden the Baal Shem Tov was walking with his Talmidim in the field, and there was a strong wind. Vinov Lukama Onanar. So some leaves from the tree fell down. Right? Law of nature. The wind blew, and a leaf fell off the tree. So what did Baal Shem Tov say? Why do you think this happened? This 1 second wind, it only blew for a second. The wind blew for a second, then it stopped. Bishril tolas achas. There was a worm. Shohoye b'sof eze ala. There was a worm and a leaf. Foyachamos arachas rabbi yaser. And the sun was shining on it. And he was getting hot. Hot? Being a little worm. On a leaf, he's not protected. So what does the worm do? For Yitzhakas Hashem Bitzaka, the worm was davening. So Hashem said the worm davened Hashem. So Hashem listened to the worm and sent the wind. The wind knocked down the leaf, plus a few other leaves, and covered him up, and now he's protected from the sun. So we say, oh, they're just I walk down the street and there's a slight breeze. Okay, that's why is there a breeze? What do you mean, why is there a breeze? Because there's always a breeze. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Baal Shem Tov says there's a cheshbon. Shem wanted to help that little worm. Right? Says the same thing. If you find, you look at a tree, and you see that one leaf of the tree was eaten by a worm, a little bit, and one leaf wasn't. He says there's a reason. Now, I don't know the reason. Why did this leaf get eaten and get a hole and this leaf not? Why? Because the worm happened to be on this leaf and not on that leaf. No. It's not just if that's the way it happened to be. Why did Hashem make that the worm should be on this leaf and eat this leaf? Why did Hashem make that the worm should eat the other leaf? There's a cheshbon. It could be it's humanly impossible for us to understand the cheshbon. Because we don't understand what the purpose of the world, what the purpose of the leaf is. I don't know why Hashem created that leaf. I have no idea why that leaf is important for the purpose of the world. So how am I supposed to know why it makes a difference that the leaf should have a hole in it from a worm? I don't know. But everything in the world, he says, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He actually says some reasons according to Alpi Kaboa. How you could explain the reasons, but it's not so relevant. Basically, so the second shot in Hashem Echad, in a very simple manner, means that Hashem is Echad, means Hashem is running the whole world. Hashem runs the whole world. Okay. The third shot, I see I'm running late, so that's also, we'll have to try and go quick. The third shot in Hashem Echad is in this Shashui Emunah, is that he brings at the Hashem Echad means that here we have this shtender. Does this shtender really exist? In a certain sense, it doesn't really exist because it's only here because Hashem said it should be here. It's not inherent in the laws of nature. There has to be a shtender here. If not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding he wanted the shtender would fall apart. It's not that, Hashem has to destroy it. No, it doesn't have to destroy it. It really shouldn't be here. In fact, the only thing that really is supposed to be here is Malei Ko'aretz Kvodo. So Hashem Echad, in the third sense, means that there's really nothing else that exists in the whole world except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because anything that exists really is only there because Hashem wanted it to be there. But otherwise, it wouldn't exist. So everything is just a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is Hashem. So Hashem is Echad, is Efes Emes Malkeinen, Efes Zulaso, we say in Aleinu. Efes Zulaso means there's nothing else in the world except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So in a quick thing, so Hashem Echad means three things. One is that Hashem is different than everything else in the world. He doesn't follow the laws of nature. Two is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that happens, Hashem is in control. Hashem calls the shots. Hashem determines the most trivial laws of nature. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu deciding. And three is because that everything that exists is from Hashem. Okay, I just wanted to finish the last second. We say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu means Hashem is our God. What does that have to do with Hashem Echad? So just in one beautiful thought. The Goyim, basically, one of the things of the Goyim, if you those who know Greek mythology, whatever, they believe they turned the gods into humans. The gods are always fighting. The guys have jealous of each other, right? Even in Christianity, a god decided he wanted to marry some lady, right? They made the god into, they took the human chesroinus, human weaknesses, and they gave them to gods. And now the gods in heaven, they're fighting with each other. We believe Hashem Echad, that Hashem is totally different. Hashem is in a different world. That's a major difference in the Christian or all the other religions. They make God like man. We make put God in a different dimension. Comes along the Chiddush of Kriyat Shema is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We make God different, and then we say not that God is like man, but man can be like God. That's Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We have the capacity, because Hashem Elokeinu, to be like Hashem. We can connect to Hashem. We have in this week Parsha that it says that Yisro was sinning in a Suda Lifnei Elokim, because Moshe Rabbeinu was at the Suda. So when a tzaddik is like Hashem, we have many psukim like that, but except it's like. So that Hashem, we can go ahead, and we can go ahead, and the beauty of the Kriyat Shema is, first, we're saying that we don't accept the Geisha principle that God is like another human with all the human astrainas. Because Baruch Hu is a whole Kaddish Torah way beyond everything. And we have the ability to also to become, to some extent, Kaddish Vitar. Because we can connect to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Okay, Yeshikayah.